This show is paid for and produced by the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company. The views expressed are not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related. With your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
Welcome, welcome yet again. David Guthrie here, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, with my beautiful, amazing wife, Rebecca Guthrie.
Hey, guys.
Hey. All right. Now, you can always reach us. Always reach us. Text message, phone call, 520-462-2611. Maybe you have show ideas. Maybe you have some questions about real estate. Maybe you want something else. Either way, you can always give us a call or a text. You can also reach us info@thisopenhouseshow.com. That's info@thisopenhouseshow.com with your emails. And if you want full MLS access, day or night, go ahead and check out www.thisopenhouseshow.com. You can also get an idea of what your house is worth, maybe. But if you want a real, real idea, don't just do the algorithms that, you know, all of our websites have. Give us a call. We're happy to go take a look.
Absolutely.
And get down into detail here. So we hope everybody had a good Memorial Day weekend.
And we are very, 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 very grateful for the sacrifices of that we remember on Memorial Day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. To take time and not just barbecue and party.
Yep.
But remember why we're able to do those things here, because quite literally somebody put their life on the line and paid that ultimate
yep.
price so that we can gather in freedom.
Absolutely.
And we can, it doesn't matter what religion we are or who we are, the color of our skin, we can gather in freedom, and we're able to do that. So thank you to everybody who has served or who will serve. Who's thinking about serving? We thank you. So let's get into our stats. Rebecca's giving me the look that
I am
we need to jump into our stats here.
An hour goes by really fast.
Nah. City of Tucson. We're talking about Tucson, Arizona, but we're going to get out a little bit further today. But right now, just looking at that city of Tucson, 581 active listings. And that's of June 1st here, okay? So I'm pulling stats as of the first 581. Prior 7 to 12 months, our median sales price was hovering around $244,000. And then prior 4 to 6, that little range in there, $250,000. And then we shot up last 3 months to $275,000 with a days on market of 4. Let's jump over to rents in Tucson. So if you're going to rent a home, which many of you are and are going to continue to rent with the way prices are going up.
It's true.
Your median three-bedroom rent was hovering at $1,500 a month, but the median sales price for a three-bedroom in the last 3 months was actually $265,000. 20% down payment. Average APR that we're seeing right now, looking around $1,250 a month. That's still a savings of $250 a month. So some people say, well, why would I enter into this market right now? It's so crazy.
And we're going to talk about it today.
And we're going to talk about it today because it is crazy. But there's some very good reasons why you would enter in to a market that has, you know, multiple offers. Right now, we're seeing average offers come in at 4.8.
That means each listing is getting an average of 4.8 offers.
So why would you enter into that fray? Well, one, you can still, with a decent down payment, be able to get a lower monthly payment than you would rent a comparable house.
This is true.
One of the other reasons is every single week we seem to be talking about inflation here. We haven't seen this kind of inflation since early 2008.
We keep saying it, but you cannot print trillions of dollars and not have each dollar be worth less. And when your dollar is worth less, it takes more dollars to buy the equivalent thing.
Right.
If you're really interested in learning about it, a great book is by a man named Richard Mayberry called Whatever Happened to Penny Candy. And it's a really great explanation of exactly what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to have penny candy again in a way.
My son would be thrilled.
Yeah, you could buy gobs. Oh, yep. My gosh. So we've got some interesting pressures that are happening here in this particular marketplace. And jumping in, you know, are we in a bubble? What is the inventory looking like?
Why
supply and
is
demand?
Inventory so tight? You know, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about why does it seem like everybody and their mother is moving? And we're going to talk about what's going on in just in sales. So we're going to just dive right in. So one of the things that we love about Long Realty Company, which is where David and I hang our license, is that we geek out on stats, and we do this every week, but every quarter Long Realty produces stats for the market that are super helpful, and we're going to walk you guys through
Well, we also do it monthly as well, and
this
it's super easy for us to add you guys onto our list. If you want to geek out with us, we can get down to the area, zip code. We can really have a lot of fun with this, and it's very easy to do. You know, all you have to do is send an email, info@thisopenhouseshow.com, and we'll put you on a list. And if you ever want to just turn it off, it's a click of a button. Super easy to do. So
year-to-date 2021 versus year-to-date 2020, closed residential sales in Tucson, Arizona are up 15%. In Green Valley, they're up 30%. In Sahuarita, they're up 33%. I thought something in Phoenix, they're up 18%. Something I thought that was interesting is that in Prescott, they're down. In Prescott, they're down 4%. So instead of sales increasing, they decreased. And I don't know if that's
I think they had a pretty wild year last year. And, you know, the market has a way of regulating itself here.
It does.
So, you know, they had a really wild year last year. I'm not too concerned about Prescott. I think they're going to do just fine. But, you know, the White Mountains, boom, 42% closed residential sales increase. That is
serious. Huge.
I have a bunch of people talking to me about the White Mountains these days. And
which I don't understand. I mean, I've never been to the White Mountains, but the idea of driving.
Oh, we're going to change that.
The idea of driving to the White Mountains versus going up to Mount Lemmon.
I mean, no, don't talk to them about Mount Lemmon. That's a secret place.
Okay, never mind.
We don't want them to know that amazingness that's Mount Lemmon.
Yeah.
White Mountains, guys.
I'm sure part of it has to do with the housing prices. I mean, the housing prices I've looked in White Mountain are significantly lower than the ones in Mount Lemmon.
Well, but it's also a great place to go. You know, you can do the Airbnb thing and kind of pay for your vacation in many, many respects. You know, this is really what we're seeing a lot of our clients who have been talking to us about the White Mountains. And yes, we do have full MLS access out there, by the way. So if you do want to know a little more about those areas, feel free to let us know. But huge increases over there. Let's look at pended residential sales. These are sales that have gone out of their contingencies and moved on into the next step prior to closing. Tucson is up 14%.
Year to date.
But let's look at 2021 versus 2020 residential listings, down 1%. And active residential listings, that's new residential listings and active, down 66%. So when you're having this inventory squeeze combined with low interest rates, still historically low interest rates,
yep.
You've also have the lumber issues.
Yeah, lumber is adding about $36,000 to a new build. The average
on
new
residential.
Build for residential, it's adding about, because of the price of lumber, it's gotten so expensive. You can estimate about $36,000 extra dollars
right.
to build.
And in Tucson, that is accounting for a big part of this percentage, 30% increase in median residential sales price.
Yep. Green Valley is up 22%. Sahuarita is up 31%. The White Mountains, which we were just talking about, is 28%.
Yeah.
It's just everything is up.
Even Yuma, which is like 175 degrees.
So hot in Yuma.
I mean, 19%
yeah.
up there. So, you know, everything is
it's
going.
It's all of the people who lived in San Diego who want to be able to get there really fast but want to live in Arizona. I'm absolutely sure.
Well, that and a base. But, you know.
Well.
Yeah. So we've
but the 18% increase or 19% increase in Yuma can't just be the base.
No,
it's got to be something else.
This is what we're talking about. We're talking about the inflation, the lack of supply, which exists everywhere. And so, you know, like we're saying here, when you have a lot of these issues, we then see where are we going?
Right.
Where are we at? What's happening? Right. And you know, we're gonna flesh this out a little bit more when we get across on the other side of the break here. But you know, are we in a bubble? Should you wait?
Right.
We're not psychics.
No.
We don't play one on the radio. We don't know. We don't know.
If you weren't listening a long time ago, David stole this joke and now he plays it every day and it always makes our producer John laugh.
It was a good joke.
He did this where I said this as a joke and David was like, it's not funny. And then he stole it. And now he does it every single week.
Yeah, well, we're not psychic. And
we're not.
And you didn't know that was going to happen either.
That's true, because I'm not psychic.
You would have known. So we don't know what's going to happen here. I mean, there could be some major catastrophic issues.
We could start World War III.
But for God's sakes, you know, and we probably already in, if you look at internet war.
That's a different show. That is not a real estate show. That is a different show.
We probably are already in World War III. It's just not something that we're seeing with normal boots on the ground. This is cyber. This is markets. This is all kinds of craziness. But real estate bubble.
Here's
a preview. I don't know. You have to tune in after the next break.
So we're going to go to a break and we will catch you on the other side. Don't go away.
Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
All right, welcome back to this open house show. I am David Guthrie with Long Realty Company.
And I am Rebecca Guthrie with my husband.
She is my gorgeous, gorgeous sidekick wife.
Sidekick.
Is that what we call co-host?
So
she's the host.
I will remind you of the big fat Greek wedding. The man may be the head, but the woman is the neck, and she can turn the head any way she wants to.
That's actually true.
It is actually true.
Yeah, we've been married for 52 years, I think, this month.
It'll be 11 on the 26th.
Oh, my goodness. No, it feels like about 5. We haven't slept most of it because the babies like to keep you up.
It's true.
So if you want to reach us, 520-462-2611. Yes, our friends will tell you we really are like this.
You're getting the real us. If you come to dinner, this is how it is.
Yeah, we don't script this stuff. If we did, it'd be kind of boring. I mean, so anyway, bear with us. We thank you, listeners, for bearing with us. We love you guys.
We have a good time. We hope you guys have a good time.
520-462-2611. Our number, you can call it, you can text it. info@thisopenhouseshow.com and full MLS search at www.thisopenhouseshow.com. So are we in a bubble?
Dun, dun, dun.
Nah.
No, we're not in a bubble.
We're not. And here's why. Here is why. We have a super hot market driven by supply and demand.
Yep.
We have low inventory, which is natural. I mean,
you need to remember that in 2006, we had 10,000 active listings at the peak of the market.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference. You know, people were betting that the prices were just going to go up. So they were buying and there were liar loans. And if you had a pulse and if you didn't have a pulse, you could get a loan.
Right.
And the inventory was huge. And new home builders were building houses right and left. And then when the bubble burst, so a lot of them went out of business and they haven't really been building. I mean, if you think about it when you drive around, yeah, there's little pockets here and there infilling, and yeah, it's extending out to the east and to the south, or not to the east, to the west and to the south. But new home builders are not being able to build the way that they were.
Being able to build. That is the key term here, okay? This is not for a lack of want. This is for real. We just can't crank this stuff out fast enough.
Right. And part of that is the inventory difference. I mean, there's a huge difference between what did we say at the beginning, 584 listings right now as opposed to 10,000.
There's
that's
just
a
about,
huge
well,
difference.
Well, that's in the city of Tucson. So there's currently right around 2,000 active listings in the entire MLS. When we take MLS Southern Arizona and it spreads out east, west, north, and south, and it includes all the areas that our MLS covers, which is a huge chunk of land, you know, that's still nothing compared to what was there. And so we have a supply issue. We combine that with a job issue. We really do have a job issue, a good labor shortage of good qualified labor of people who are able to get this stuff
out.
Well,
here's an example. So I was talking to an electrician a while back, and this was pre-pandemic, so this was about a year ago. And he was telling me that in the city of Tucson, so this has probably changed, but probably not that much. In the city of Tucson, you could get paid to be an electrician and wire a house for about $18.50 an hour. If you went and worked on the Texas oil rigs in the Gulf of Texas, in the Gulf of Mexico, you could get paid between $40 and $50 an hour. So you do the math. If you're going to live in a hot climate where you're climbing around anyways being hot, but you can make $18.50 or you can make between $40 and $50, why would you stay in Tucson?
Right. So we've got an issue where just the economics of the job market will move things around. And I think that pendulum is going to swing, and we're going to start seeing, some builders, wanting to, not just retain people by volume, but retain people by paying them a little more, which, guess what? That's always going to get passed down to the buyer at the end of the day. Right. They're going to be the ones paying.
The consumer always pays.
Yeah, you don't get $20 an hour minimum wage and your hamburgers don't go up in price.
Right.
This is just the way it is. So we're sitting here and we're looking at a labor issue where we don't have enough people, but we're looking at a supply chain breakdown, which is really the main reason why we're having trouble here. So right now, some of our homes that are currently in escrow, without divulging any confidential stuff, we're having new builds be delayed. They're having trouble finding drywallers. Heck, we have seen two stories get delayed over a single story because of a lack of scaffolding. Okay, there's not enough scaffolding to get people up top so they can do stucco work. We're having issues with the lumber and with the steel and everything
else.
So
we have had new build clients who they've put down a deposit for a lot, but they put a stop on any new builds for 2 or 3 months. So they're waiting. They want to buy this house, but nobody's even going to start.
It's a freeze.
Right, it's a freeze. Yeah. Nobody's even going to start building the lot for another 2 or 3 months.
Because, again, we don't really know what the final price is going to look like because we don't know what the lumber prices are going to be in the next couple of months. And so then let's jump over to resale. We've got this problem with new builds wanting. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak here with these guys, okay?
Right.
So they just cannot fill that demand. Push that over into the resale side. We have all of this pressure on our market, and we see what is happening here, which is prices are just going up.
Yeah, the other thing that I haven't heard a lot of people talk about, but I think is worth talking about, is that the millennial generation, which David and I are solidly in,
Yes. I refuse to. I do not identify as millennial.
Okay, you cannot identify as millennial, but according to the demographics, people born between 1982 and 1996 are all millennial, and you were born in 1982. So,
well, that's not my truth.
Be that as it may, right now the millennial demographic is actually bigger than the baby boomers, which most people don't actually know, and right now is when they have taken longer to form family units, but now they are forming family units and they are actively looking to move. They're now having children and they need more space. So the pandemic just
intensified. It's hard to live with your parents when you've got multiple kids.
Well, not just that, but if you were living in a city where there was lots of things to do outside, you had a tiny 900 square foot house with 2 or 3 kids, but there was lots of stuff to do outside of that. And then all of a sudden you can't go outside because you live in a place where that's not possible, because why would you stay there?
Right, right.
And so people are looking for backyards. We hear over and over and over people who are moving here from out of state, one of the things that they look for is having more outdoor space.
And as much as I bag on my own millennial generation, you know, really, a survey of 1,000 U.S. adults ranged from 33 to 40, conducted back in February 12th, 2021, almost 60% already own a home. Just a little over 10% still live with family. And so the vast majority either own or 27% rent. And a very, very, very small percentage responded that they were homeless. But the ones who do not have home ownership, they haven't attained that dream or that goal yet, the number one reason that they cite as a barrier is they just don't have enough savings. They haven't been able to manage that well enough to be able to get a down payment. And so this is a big part of what we do see home buyers having an issue with. And I gotta say, guys, and if you're listening and you are a lawmaker who makes policy for these kind of things, the reality of first-time home buyers, subsidies with the down payment assistance programs out there, basically it's a joke.
Yeah.
And when you get four, almost five offers on a property and you got the down payment assistance with a lottery or whatever they're dealing with now, nobody wants to deal with these guys. So, you know, for 2021, 2022, but buyers out there, just kiss down payment assistance goodbye, even if they say it exists. Good
luck getting it. But you're never going to get an offer because you don't. Sellers
don't
need to take it.
Maybe an off-market deal.
Maybe
we could find you an off-market deal and do something where we've got a compassionate seller. But you know, that's really a big thing. So what should you do in this next year if you're about to miss out on this cycle? Save up a down payment. You're gonna need at least 3.5% down at
right.
a minimum to be able to finance here. Work on getting your credit above a 620, 640, and you know, keep that thing moving, because what we are projecting, what Mortgage Bankers Association, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they're projecting in between 6 and 10.3% increase in property values over this next year. And that is going to be huge.
Right.
So for you guys who are sitting here today saying, well, I'm just going to wait until next year.
Or the market's going to cool down.
Right now, it's in April. Your median sales price is $315,000. Based on these numbers, a real conservative 10%, yes, conservative 10% median price increase, you're looking at $347,000 in Q4 of 2022. So that's $31,000 in lost equity if you wait to buy. Let's look at interest rates. They are going to go up, but probably stay below 4% through 2022. You're looking at 3.06 now, going up maybe 3.8 by the end of the year is what people are forecasting. Let's change that monthly payment based on today's prices with today's interest rate at 1275 on average. Q4 2022, you could be looking at 1538, 1540 a month. That's $263 a month over 30 years. That's $94,000. By waiting, you're looking at losing $126,000
right.
on
and
average based on your price.
We had clients who were looking in May of last year.
Oh,
and
I wish they would have bought last year.
The houses that they were looking at are now $100,000 more expensive. And I'm not kidding. So if you're sitting there thinking, oh, I'm going to wait, you may not want
to. So here's your advice. Get ready. Don't think you're going to be ready later. Get ready now. Save up that down payment for your money. You can work on getting a gift, and that may be a great way. If you have inheritance coming, get some of that now, and then talk to your favorite real estate agents. Rebecca and I are hoping it is us.
We hope so.
We hope. We would love to be your advisor, all things real estate. Go ahead. Reach out to us anytime, 520-462-2611. Call us. Hire an agent that you trust to help navigate this market.
Yep.
And we'd be happy to help. You have anything to add here?
You know, we always say these 30 minutes go by super, super fast. But if you have more questions about what we talked about, you'd like to see the slideshow that we were walking you guys through, again, feel free to reach out to us, info@thisopenhouseshow.com. And we hope that you have a fantastic weekend. And we will catch you next week. Thanks so much for joining us. We always appreciate it.